Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Janine Herbst. President Obama is scheduled to speak later tonight at the Democratic National Convention in Philadelphia. In prepared remarks, Obama is expected to praise Hillary Clinton's experience and will say she is prepared for the job. At the Open, Senator Tim Kaine was nominated to be Clinton's vice president on a voice vote. Kaine and Vice President Joe Biden are also scheduled to speak tonight, the third night of the convention. Hillary Clinton will speak tomorrow night. National security concerns over allegations that Russia may have attempted to meddle in the U.S. elections are intensifying following remarks today by GOP presidential nominee Donald Trump. He's encouraged Russian hackers to dig into the emails of Clinton. NPR's Don Gagne says the comments are drawing criticism from across the political spectrum.
The FBI investigated Hillary Clinton's use of a private email server, but concluded there was no basis for criminal charges. Then last week came another email controversy in which the Democratic National Committee system was compromised, and embarrassing emails were leaked to the media. U.S. officials say there's evidence Russia was behind that breach. Now Trump says he wants Russia to go after Clinton and her emails to find things she hasn't released. The Clinton campaign responded, quote, "This has to be the first time that a major presidential candidate has actively encouraged a foreign power to conduct espionage against his political opponent." Don Gagne, NPR News, Philadelphia.
Baltimore's mayor says reforms will go forward at the police department after prosecutors decided to drop all remaining charges against police officers in the death of Freddie Gray. The 25-year-old suffered a broken neck while in police custody and died a week later. Six officers were charged, but after four trials, no one's been convicted of any crime. Baltimore State's Attorney Marilyn Mosby says it's the right decision to drop the charges, but she maintains the investigation by police was biased. As expected, the Federal Reserve has voted to keep interest rates where they are, but as NPR's Jim Zaroli reports, Fed officials signal that a rate hike is on the horizon.
Fed officials voted to keep the federal funds rate in a range between 0.25% and 0.5%. They also issued a statement that seemed decidedly more optimistic about the economy. It said business investment has been soft, but near-term risks to the economic outlook have diminished. Household spending has been growing strongly, and the labor market is showing signs of improvement. Still, inflation remains low, which means the Fed is under less pressure to raise rates anytime soon. Many investors have been anticipating a rate hike by the end of the year, but it could also come at the next Fed meeting in September. Jim Zaroli, NPR News, New York.
Wall Street mixed by the closing bell, the Dow down 1, the Nasdaq up 29. This is NPR. Two additional cases of possible non-travel-related Zika virus are being investigated in Florida. The state's Department of Health says the cases are in Miami-Dade and Broward counties. Those are in addition to two previous cases on non-travel-related Zika already under investigation in South Florida. Zika has been linked to severe birth defects. A new survey looks at how teachers are using social media. NPR's Claudia Sanchez reports the survey included 1,000 elementary and middle school teachers.
The ed tech company Front Row Education, Inc. found that 2 in 10 teachers use social media monthly to communicate with students and parents. Google was the most widely used, followed by Twitter and Facebook. When asked what platform they used for classroom-related work, 67% of teachers cited Pinterest, followed by Facebook. Where people teach seemed to be an important factor. For example, teachers in the southern U.S. used Pinterest more than in any other part of the country. Overall, teachers 29 years old and younger were more likely to use Pinterest. Google, on the other hand, was most popular among teachers 50 years old or older. Claudia Sanchez, NPR News.
The Big Sur wildfire on the California Central Coast has now spread to more than 36 square miles and is still only 10% contained. One person has died. A bulldozer operator was killed overnight fighting the fire. Another escaped injury when a piece of equipment rolled over. The fire has destroyed 20 homes and thousands more are threatened. I'm Janine Herbst, and you're listening to NPR News from Washington.